So today, we aren't simply celebrating the opening of a daycare. We are celebrating a dream. We are celebrating our children. We are celebrating our community. And we are celebrating the beginning of something that we hope we leave roots here for generations to come. So welcome to the Cub House, a place where our little bears can grow strong, inspire, believe, and always know that they belong. Thank you for being here to celebrate this dream with us.
In the heart of Houston, BC, a long-held vision has finally become a reality. Amidst a backdrop of economic transition and the challenges of the global pandemic, the community gathered yesterday for the grand opening of two landmark facilities, the Zelkant Friendship Center and the Cub House Child Care Center. Marked by a traditional drum walk and cedar ceremonies, the opening of these two facilities represents a culmination of 8 years of planning and a unique partnership between the Friendship Center Society and the District of Houston. From its architecture, inspired by traditional Wet'suwet'en pit houses, to its mission of inspire, belong, believe, these buildings are designed to be more than just infrastructure. They're a home away from home, providing intergenerational support from early childhood education to Indigenous housing. I attended the opening of Houston's new Friendship Center and Child Care Center, where the leaders, architects, and community members who transformed a vacant field into a hub of hope and healing for the Northern Interior shared their excitement with and for the community.
My name is Annette Morgan. My traditional name is Knox DeKeen, Executive Director of the Zelkant Friendship Center in Smithers, Houston, and East Lake.
So first off, I just want to say congratulations. This is such an amazing feat, and it's two incredible buildings. How's it feeling for you?
Absolutely amazing. How many people it took to get this far, from sharing a vision, to a story, to accessing resources, being in a position of trust, and being able to start building. And yeah, incredible, incredible. We have two housing units, a daycare, and then this building as well, meeting the need. We met the need of the voices that we heard.
But what are some of those invisible processes or people that you kind of want to highlight that really made this happen and you kind of want to sing their praises, including your own, I hope?
The National Association of Friendship Centers, the BC Association of Friendship Centers, certainly the municipality. I sit as president of the BC Association of Aboriginal Friendship Centers, and the municipality of Houston, I'm going to tell you right now, should be utilized as a national example of how municipalities work with communities to meet the needs of their members or their constituency. You need a new facility to provide resources to the community where we're already limited living in northern BC. You want to build housing here? How do we assist? They have demonstrated over and over that they take the responsibility very seriously. And with that, we were able to move very quickly. Without that process, it wouldn't have been as easy. They want the capacity brought to the community to provide support. And that was a big highlight for the board of directors, myself as president and executive director.
Lastly, the Friendship Center, we're sitting in front of it now. When doors open, what do you think that's going to feel like to the public?
We've always said this is inspire, belong, believe. The inspiration to be able to do whatever it is that you want to do in your community to provide support, belong, a sense of belonging, not only within the community, within the agency itself, and believe in believing that there's way more resources available for us out there, a sense of holding a space for culture. You'll see today the difference of cutting a ribbon to cedar lay down, and that ceremony process really protects us and ensures safety, as well as really bringing a lot of hope and care to the community.
My name is Nelson Rocha. I'm an architect with Studio 9 Architecture and Planning. I was the lead architect, but we had others from Studio 9 helping me with it. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So tell me, what is the concept here?
The concept behind the childcare here is the wintering pit houses that the local Indigenous people used to use for living through the winters. So it's very cold up here, so they would build these pit houses which were half buried in the ground, like a teepee design, but a shallower roof. If you look at the roof, subtle, but if you look at the roof from the side, you can see there's a very subtle curve in it, because the roof is actually not a flat or planar roof. It's a cone-shaped, but it's a very flattened cone.
Okay. Who helped consult on the design? Did you have Wet'suwet'en consultants, Lexiliu consultants that just helped know when it felt right?
But we didn't actually do that process. It would have been great to have done something like that. I worked with a project manager hired by Telcant, mm-hmm. who is also not Indigenous. I grew up in Prince Rupert, and I grew up around Indigenous art. And from an early age, I really loved Indigenous art. I just, yeah, feel really privileged and lucky to have worked on this.
Lastly, what is the feeling that you're supposed to have when you walk up to these front doors here?
So what we did is this semicircle pattern, which is meant to represent just an openness and a welcoming, rather than straight facade, a blank wall. We wanted it to feel really welcoming as people approached the building. Typically, childcare will have just one play area. Mm-hmm. We wanted to have two. This gets a lot of sun. It's south-facing. So in the wintertime, when the sun is low in the sky, the idea is that the children can come out here and play and get some sunlight, and then the main playground is in the back. But the idea of approaching the daycare, children outside playing near the entry, and this circle, almost like a open, welcoming arms, set of arms, bringing you into the space, was the idea.
Hello, my name is Jackie Maurer, German Métis, silk adopted with Wet'suwet'en of the Gidimdang clan.
And so where are we standing right now?
The Zalkant Friendship Center in Houston, which is located on Lixiliu territory.
How does it feel to be in here and to have so many people show up for the opening ceremony?
Oh, it feels like a dream. I honestly feel like I'm going to wake up tomorrow and be like, did that actually happen? It's a dream come true, honestly.
The simultaneous opening of the Zalkant Friendship Center and the Cub House was a result of converging timelines rather than an original intent. The Friendship Center project began before COVID-19, but it faced significant delays due to the pandemic, as well as rising material costs. During that interval, funding for the daycare was secured, allowing both facilities to reach completion at the same time.
It's really nice to see and to celebrate newness and this feeling of welcoming and bringing people into Houston, especially with so much of the mill shutting down and just feeling that sort of weight. This really feels like a lift as well, too. Are you feeling that kind of generally with how people talk to you about this?
Definitely. I feel like this is just like a beautiful breath of fresh air. Stunning, and brings so much like love and joy and just brightness to our community, I think, and other things that have been happening. It just feels so like refreshing and hopeful.
The very last question is, how should people use the Friendship Center? When they walk in the door, what should they feel, and how should they use this space or live in this space?
It's an easy one. It's their home, right? For many people, whether you're born and raised here or you've moved here, I want this to feel like home.
Hello, I'm Lee Ewald, a maintenance and buildings manager for the Zalkant Friendship Center. It's an exciting time right now in our society. We have four buildings on the go, supplying much needed services for our community, and we couldn't be happier to be able to provide these services and support to our community.
You were saying about getting a couple off the books here. Can you let people know all of the work that's underway in Houston and Smithers right now?
Okay, so today we're here at the Cub House, a childcare facility in Houston, BC, and we are doing our grand opening ceremonies. We're trying to do it culturally motivated and helping the community out to foster the future of our communities. After we're done here, we're going to do a drum walk down to our new main building, also on 11th Street, and we'll be doing another opening ceremony there. This is a long time coming, all this work, and we have probably, I'm going to say, 5 years, and today is the culmination of everybody's hard work on our staff.
When will this facility be open and accepting people in here, and when will the work start?
The work will start soon. I can't nail down a date for sure, but it's going to be very soon. Our staff are just chomping at the bit to get in here. Basically, we're going to have to hold them back to stop it at this point.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Hi, my name is Lydia Howard, and I'm the Housing and Economic Development Advisor for the Zalkant Friendship Center Society.
Okay. Once the doors open, what do you think this is going to mean for the community of Houston?
So when the doors open to this building, what we have here is an inclusive, accessible space that serves basically babies all the way up to elders in this community. We are a very inclusive organization. And so one of the things we wanted to do with this building is make sure that we were creating spaces for intergenerational healing and connections. And so we put a lot of work into making sure that from our littlest residents of this building all the way up to our elders, that we would be able to be in the space together. So there's a lift, so anyone with accessibility challenges can get into any aspect of the building. Ramps, railings, accessible. There is not a space in this building that you can't get to if you have accessibility challenges. So that really opens up opportunity. So that's a really important piece. And yeah, the inclusive nature of our organization, we now have a building that reflects that.
The new three-story Friendship Center is a purpose-built hub designed to maximize support for the Houston community. Outside, the facility features a playground with Wet'suwet'en salmon art by artist Stephanie Anderson. Inside, the layout is organized by age and service. On the ground floor, there's a welcoming reception and community kitchen, alongside the Tadpoles Early Years program. Up to the second floor, it's dedicated to youth services, including a free after-school care program and specialized youth spaces. On the third floor are the private offices for confidential counseling, a significant upgrade from the Delcant Friendship Center's previous open plan space, as well as a large boardroom for group gatherings. The exterior of the Friendship Center was custom designed for the artwork provided by Wet'suwet'en artist Stephanie Anderson and Facundo Gastiazoro, or Raven Taquera. It features salmon returning from the ocean to the river, cradled by currents. And as you walk down the street, it grabs your attention immediately with its bright vermilion salmon in motion. The centerpiece is a powerful panel dedicated to residential school survivors. It depicts a family, a father, a mother, and a child. The father is shown drumming and singing, calling the salmon upstream to represent the return of culture and healing. The mother looks back, acknowledging the history and the path that led them here, while passing her matrilineal knowledge to her child. And finally, the child looks toward the future, clutching a salmon close to their chest, a symbol that the youth will carry this culture and healing forward to all generations to come. Lydia said that by utilizing every square inch of the site, the building provides a warm, accessible environment that finally fills critical gaps in local childcare as well as social services.
What I'll say is that the Houston Friendship Center has been providing that service for years. And what we have now is a bit more of a continuity of support because we have 41 units of housing that we're developing, and that's just down the road. And then we opened the childcare today as well. So then we have the free childcare program through Aboriginal Head Start. And the Friendship Center really is an extension of that support. So whatever you need, you can come here. And so families that access our housing will come here for supports and childcare as well.
After 8 years of development, the Friendship Center is nearing completion on two major housing projects funded through the BC Housing Indigenous Housing Fund. Firstly, in Smithers, 37 units are opening this fall, and in Houston, 41 units are currently under construction, slated for a March 2027 opening. These developments provide dedicated long-term housing for Indigenous families, seniors, and individuals, creating a stable foundation for the communities.
Shane Breeden, Mayor, District of Houston.
So often you really realize how many people it takes a village to make something like this happen. What I guess would say was your point distinctly as part of the regional district and mayor and council.
We worked on a lot of things. The land here belonged to the district, so we worked on some of the issues there for zoning. It's been a long process, so I can't exactly remember everything. It's been in the works for a long time. I think it started actually prior to this municipal term, which is coming to an end. And we're no stranger to projects, so to pull any project off, there's a lot of moving pieces and just an incredible building here. It kind of takes your breath away.
What was here before?
This has been a vacant field for a long time, and then the senior housing came along, and that was done. That's another great project in our community that was done by local people without, to my knowledge, any government funding, just people chipping in, building it, putting in geothermal. So we have a number of units over there. And I grew up just up the road from here and came by here all the time, and it was always a field. So a lot of things going on the last few years. We've got of course, the senior housing, and now this daycare on this side, and there's a new church beside us. A great time because we've lost some industry. These are the kind of things that say we're definitely not a dying community, that we're here for the long term.
And investing in the future.
Yes. Yeah.
With the 2026 local elections on the horizon, the town of Smithers and the village of Talqua are looking to bridge the gap between City Hall and the community. Caitlin Bailey, Engagement and Communications Officer for the town of Smithers, shared some details on an upcoming interactive workshop designed for both prospective candidates and curious voters.
My name is Caitlin Bailey, and I'm the Engagement and Communications Officer for the town of Smithers.
So we're talking about this pre-election workshop that's happening both between the town of Smithers and the village of Talqua. Can you tell me the invite? What will candidates but also voters learn? What are they supposed to get out of this workshop?
Yeah, so we have hired someone to come up, Christina Benti, and she just has a ton of experience in local government. She was a councillor as well as a mayor. So we're hoping that through these sessions, she'll be able to provide information about local government, how it works, ins and outs of what it takes to be on council as mayor or councillor, what responsibilities come with that, and what influence you have in that role. And then I think from the voter side, learning about how local government works is really important for anyone, as well as how you can influence or how you can contribute to local decisions and what sorts of things you should consider before you make a vote. The more people understand how local government works, the more involved they can be, and then the more is taken into consideration with the decisions.
Yeah. How was it decided to do this kind of in joint with the Village of Talqua?
So the town of Smithers partnered with the Village of Talqua to bring Christina up to do these workshops, and there will be a workshop both in Smithers and a separate one in Talqua. We suggest that if you can, attend the one in your local community, just because town staff there might be able to provide more specific community information. However, if it doesn't work with your schedule, both sessions are going to be beneficial. This information will be similar between the two. And she'll be providing a lot of information, but also there'll be a lot of opportunity for discussion, and it'll be interactive. Anyone attending can ask questions throughout. It sounds like she'll also be able to provide a lot of her own experiences and storytelling to make it more engaging for people who come.
Do people have to register for this, or is it open door?
Open door. So if people are interested in coming, just show up. And it's on, the one in Smithers is on August 24th, 5:30 to 8:30. Yeah, this one's just in person. It won't be online. If people have accessibility needs, they can get in contact with the town ahead of time, and we can see if we can accommodate anything, but it will just be in person.
Is there going to be anything captured after this?
I don't think there will be. There are separate sessions that we're also running for prospective candidates, candidate information sessions, and those are being run by the chief administrative officer or the chief elections officer. There are four of those total, so three have already happened. But I would say if you're a prospective candidate and you can't make this workshop and you haven't been to any of the three other sessions, definitely mark the last candidate information session in your calendar and make sure you come to that.
What didn't I ask that's important for people to know?
2026 general local elections will take place on October 17th, and we'll have more information about advanced voting and ways to vote closer to that date.
The pre-election workshops will take place in Smithers on August 24th and in Talqua on August 25th, with both sessions running from 5:30 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. in council chambers. Smithers town staff are encouraging prospective candidates and interested residents to attend so you can learn more about local government. Thank you to Caitlin Bailey for taking the time to speak with me today. CSK News is funded by the Government of Canada, the Community Radio Fund of Canada, and is a participating station in the Local Journalism Initiative. On behalf of my colleague Dan Messick and myself, Pam Hassan, thanks for listening.